Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel with clear skies. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures, a perfect evening to be outside. Jerusalem is cooler, but still pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu and Trump in the crosshairs. Iranian newspaper threatens. That's from Walla, reported 2 hours ago. Also, the IDF prepares for a long stay in Lebanon as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. This comes despite a wave of strikes. Ynet reported this 8 hours ago. Also this hour, 4 settlers detained for an alleged attack on a CNN crew in a West Bank town. Times of Israel covered this 5 hours ago. Separately, Israel has slain 2,561 terrorists who invaded on October 7th, according to JNS. And finally, UK Jewish groups express concern over Andy Burnham's criticism of Israel about Gaza. This from Forward, reported 19 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago describing the primary loyalty of Muslims to the Ummah over Western nations, using the analogy of soccer players' loyalty to their homeland. Emily Schrader, an activist, commented 40 minutes ago, noting that Trump seems to be having a typical day. Ynet Global reported 43 minutes ago about a controversial NYC tourism map that includes Little Palestine but omits other ethnic enclaves. Let's go deeper, starting with the Iranian newspaper's threat. The paper Al-Moshari, linked to Tehran's regime, placed both Netanyahu and Trump as assassination targets. This bold statement highlights the ongoing tensions between Iran, Israel, and the US. The implications could escalate diplomatic strains. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the IDF remains on high alert as Hezbollah regroups despite a ceasefire. Israeli defense officials have not issued a pullback order. This situation underscores the fragile peace and potential for renewed conflict in the region. Meanwhile, the incident involving settlers and a CNN crew in Sinjil has drawn international attention. The settlers allegedly attacked the crew who were investigating last year's death of an American Palestinian. This raises concerns about press freedom and the ongoing tensions in the West Bank. Separately, a special Israeli unit has reportedly killed over 2,500 terrorists involved in the October 7th attacks. The JNS report indicates that several hundred suspects remain at large. This operation reflects Israel's stringent security measures and its ongoing fight against terrorism. Finally, UK Jewish groups are worried about Andy Burnham's stance on Israel. With Burnham likely to become the next UK Prime Minister, his comments on Gaza could affect UK-Israel relations. The Forward reported these developments, which indicate potential diplomatic shifts. Turning to business and markets. First, Prof. Asaf Razin, a prominent Israeli economist, has passed away at 85, known for advising major central banks and his tenure at Tel Aviv University and Cornell. His death marks the end of a significant era in economic scholarship. Separately, Turkey's ambitions for the F-35 fighter jets are reshaping its defense strategy. According to CTEK, this could enhance Ankara's military capabilities and influence as an arms exporter, impacting regional security dynamics. And finally, a report from Walla Business highlights unemployment in Israel's high-tech sector. This surge is tied to AI's integration, but experts suggest deeper factors are at play, indicating challenges for Israel's tech-driven economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.